I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. As a kid, I learned how to replace the needle on a record player and how to take apart a cassette to untangle the audio tape. That's the sort of technology I grew up with. The young Israeli you're about to meet grew up mastering technology of a whole different nature. He's a whiz at hacking and at protecting systems from hacking. Reporter Daniel Estrin met up with him as part of our series on the millennial generation and their feelings about security.
Remember the good old days when all you had to fear was nuclear annihilation by the Soviet Union? Today's threats may be even more scary because you'll be alive as they happen. Your electricity getting cut off, your bank account being emptied, your airplane getting hijacked, all of it at the click of a mouse.
I believe that cybersecurity represents a threat, honestly, even more than most of the threats that you can think of.
Israeli cyber expert Nir Geist is 25 years old, but he's been exploring the ins and outs of cybersecurity for more than half his life. When he was only 10 years old, Israel's largest banks hired him to hack into their systems to learn how to prevent hackers.
Actually, there was no large bank in Israel where I didn't transfer actual money between bank accounts.
By the time he was 14 years old, he took a few phone calls from Bill Gates. They discussed cybersecurity, which Geist calls the world's biggest threat. It's a brave new world of technology, but often there's still a human touch. Take cyber bank robbery. Hackers will send a banker an email that looks like it's from the boss. It'll include a link to a website that looks exactly like the bank's homepage, but actually, it lets him in the door.
If this employee is even a simple cashier in the bank, this employee has some access to many accounts, to many customers, to an actual money in the bank. So it gives me a lot of access to hack inside the bank.
It's not news that computer hackers are stealing stuff through the internet, but Geist predicts that the future will bring more cyber attacks on things that you might not even think were connected to the internet. He says computer experts like him can go just about anywhere, even into critical infrastructure connected to isolated, sensitive networks that are supposedly disconnected from the World Wide Web.
We can control the traffic. We can control the nuclear facilities. I can tell you for sure that we can control water. We can control food. We can control almost everything by using cyber infrastructure.
Geist sat down in front of two laptops and showed me how easy it can be.
So it will take me just less than 1 minute.
Geist races his fingers over one of the keyboards at warp speed, as if he were born doing this stuff. He writes a malicious code, an endless stream of numbers and letters, like a scene from The Matrix. Then he sends it to a second laptop, protected with a popular antivirus software. The software pops up and says it's caught the virus. So Geist makes a simple cosmetic change to the code. However, there's a 9 in the code, he substitutes 6+3.
Right.
That's it. Then he sends the virus to the protected laptop again, and the virus infects it.
So as you can see, the firewall didn't mention anything during this attack.
It didn't detect the hack at all. Here it says your computer is protected.
Antivirus programs work by protecting your computer from a list of known threats. Every time a new virus is unleashed on the world, antivirus companies have to scramble to add those threats to the list. Geist's company, Neutron, is developing software that does the opposite. It monitors your computer's normal activity to find any actions that are out of the ordinary. So the idea is to detect viruses that may not even exist yet. The failure to prevent 9/11 has been attributed to a failure of imagination, intelligence services not being able to predict something of that scale ever happening. Geist says to predict cyber threats, you need the imagination of a kid and the intimate knowledge of cyberspace that only a kid has.
The older generation did not grow up with a computer in his room. I did. I have a computer from the age of 4 or 5. I start developed in the age of 6. I didn't know what it means and how effective it can be.
Kids are known to mess around without really understanding the consequences of their actions. In cyberspace, this can get serious. Our finances, our governments, our energy resources, our lives are dependent on the digital. And cyber genius kids are very easily able to hack into these systems.
The 6-year-old boy of today, he already knows what is hacking. He already knows how precious is this knowledge and how powerful it is. I think that there are very young kids today who can cause a damage, not like a nation, but not very far from it. So they want the world to know about their talent. They enjoy the glory and the fame.
Geist's message, governments have a lot to learn from their cyber-savvy youth. In other words, it takes a kid to catch a kid. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Herzliya.